Hey everybody, today we're going to talk about our different living situations as students. We hope that you will get a nice overview of possible living situations so you know what will suit your lifestyle the best.
Hi, my name is Marijke. I am living in a shared apartment with two other girls, which I didn't know at all before moving in together. We have our own rooms but share the kitchen and bathroom.
Hi, I'm Kati and I'm currently living with my family, which means my mom, dad and my younger brother. We share a flat with four rooms, so each of us has our own, and we also share the common areas.
Hi, I'm Joshua. Currently, I'm living in a shared flat with four rooms. I live together with my twin brother and one of my best friends. Each of us has his own room, but we share one kitchen, one bathroom, and a living room.
Okay, so how does cleaning work for you guys? Because at my place, we are each responsible for our own room, but share the duties for the other rooms. We only have a cleaning schedule for the bathroom. This is cleaned every week by someone else, and we take turns, so you only have to clean once a month, because otherwise the bathroom would definitely be a mess, and when you're the sucker who is stuck cleaning that alone, things can get quite tense, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That's why we have a cleaning schedule for each the kitchen and bathroom. Every week only two girls clean, one the kitchen and one the bathroom. The third has a week off. This system was already there when I moved in, and it works well for us. What about you, Joshua? So how does it work for guys?
When it comes to cleaning, we haven't got a cleaning schedule.
What? How does that work?
Most of the time, it is me who does the cleaning. As we have four rooms, I only take responsibility for the kitchen, the bathroom and the living room. But I do not clean the rooms of the other maids. I'm only responsible for my own room.
Wow. Don't you feel a little bit used?
I don't feel like being used, because at the end of the day, somebody has to do it. It's just something you have to think about before moving in together with other guys.
Okay, does somebody at least take care of the cooking, or is it your job as well?
No, everyone cooks for himself. We do the shopping and the cooking on our own, as everybody likes to eat something different. Mostly, I buy ready-made food as it is the easiest and fastest way of cooking. Of course, there are days where I like to cook healthy as well. What about you, Marijke?
One of the girls and I take turns in cooking. The third girl is not allowed to even go near the stove. In our first week living together, she proudly presented burnt asparagus soup. That smell didn't leave our flat for weeks.
Oh, wow. Kind of reminds me of my dad and my brother, to be honest. They basically have no skill in the kitchen, so if you don't want to survive on fries or, you know, pasta, my mom and I have to step up. So whoever has time to cook simply doesn't.
Funny, sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's definitely weird how similar our experiences are, even though you live together with girls you didn't know before, whereas I have known my family, well, my entire life. So I guess how was it moving in with basically strangers? I can't imagine how I would have felt.
Oh, in the beginning it was very bizarre, especially because no one was there on my moving day. I felt like I was dragging my furniture into a strange apartment, like an intruder. But I had to move. Joshua, why did you move away from home?
I moved because where I lived then was not close to the university. Of course, there was always a thought in my head of how long I want to live in a space that I'm used to. I can imagine moving out again after my studies, but at the moment, I need my thoughts elsewhere, and I really like my area. It is affordable for students. I'm also used to silence within my four walls, so a bit of music is never wrong. Thinking back, it was a good decision to move in together with my twin brother and best friend, as the relationship tightens, and there is always a funny story to tell. Kati, you said that you live with your parents, right? Could you imagine moving out? Is this on your radar?
To be honest, at the moment I wouldn't move out. I'm happy with my living situation. I live near uni, so I don't have a long commute, and I'm really grateful that I don't have to pay rent. And since I get along really well with my parents, I can't see why I should move right now.
Understandable. I had to move here because my hometown is too far away. Moving into a shared apartment was a very good decision. I couldn't afford living alone, and I have to say I like the company a lot. It is really great to have someone to talk to after a long day studying or enduring classes and lectures.
Yeah, living on your own could become quite lonely after a while, especially if you're used to background noises. I can't stand absolute silence unless I'm sleeping, and at my house there's always something going on, whether it's the radio or just people talking.
Yeah, I really enjoy living together with my brother and my best friend as well. There was always somebody around you who knows you. It is much easier than living together with different people or my family, as there was a loose relationship between us. Of course, there were conflicts, but we always tried to solve them in a decent way. There was the idea of living on my own, but at the moment, it is the best to live together with someone you can talk to, as you have people around you that support you at any time.
I completely agree. So it seems that every one of us is very happy with our living situations at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really important that your home is also your safe haven.
Definitely. That's what you should remember from this podcast. We hope it was helpful and have a nice day.